The church is an interesting place. People claim to be a member of the church, when instead we should be claiming to be followers of Jesus. We are too busy being Methodists, Lutherans, Catholics, etc., when really, we should just be Jesus followers. In doing so, we often get bogged down in religion. Is it bad to be a member of a denomination? No. But we need to focus on being members of the body of Christ. What we need to remember is something amazingly simple. Jesus is greater than religion. Religion will bog you down, but Jesus will set you free. Welcome to life. The grand adventure. During this adventure, there are many twists and turns, each of which will lead us on a new path in our journey. But luckily for us, we have a God with us on this exciting adventure. Oftentimes, we try to make things too complicated. Hello, I'm Adam, and I have great news for you. Life actually isn't that complicated. And if you come along with me on this podcast journey, I will share with you the Word of God and one thing about life and faith. It's that simple. I'll be reading from 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the command of God our Savior and of Christ Jesus our hope, to Timothy, my true son in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. As I urged you when I was in Macedonia, stay there in Ephesus, so that you may command certain people not to teach false doctrines any longer, or to devote themselves to myths and endless genealogies. Such things promote controversial speculation rather than advancing God's work, which is by faith. The goal of this command is love, which comes from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith. Some have departed from these and have turned to meaningless talk. They want to be teachers of the law, but they do not know what they are talking about or what they so confidently affirm. We know that the law is good if one uses it properly. We also know that the law is made not for the righteous, but for the lawbreakers and rebels, the ungodly and sinful, the unholy and irreligious, for those who kill their fathers or mothers, for murderers, for the sexually immoral, for those practicing homosexuality, for slave traders and liars and perjurers, for whoever else is contrary to the sound doctrine that conforms to the gospel concerning the glory of the blessed God, which he entrusts to me. So Paul's writing letters to Timothy. Timothy's a young leader. I've talked about him in the past, and Paul has taken him under his arm. I talked about circle of believers last week, and Timothy was taken into that circle. Timothy's in Ephesus, working with the church. The books of Timothy are not amazingly long. I encourage you to take a moment just to read into it, to delve into it. It's going to be one of the challenges of the day as a spoiler alert. But as I was reading this, it really struck me the way that Paul opens this letter. First, before he goes any farther, he wishes grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father. He doesn't go into giving directions or anything. He just prays and blesses grace, mercy, and peace upon Timothy. It goes to the root of what we're talking about. We're talking about love. The title of this podcast is literally called Jesus is Greater Than Religion, which I took from a book that I'm reading by Jefferson Bethke. It's called Jesus is Religion, Why He is So Much Better Than Trying Harder, Doing More, and Being Good Enough. I'm going to reference some general ideas from this, but I encourage you to read it. It's just a good, simple layman's way to look at faith. We make it very hard. And it's been something I just think about often when I get stuck in minutia of the church, because I have a podcast called It's That Simple, and I really think religion, that word gives me the heebie-jeebies, but our faith walk with Jesus We make it into religion. We make it too hard. In my notes, as I've been reading through Timothy this week, I wrote with verses 3 through 5, which I'll come back to, love. Don't play church. The opening of the podcast might have ruffled some feathers. I use it as a reel every week on Facebook and Instagram when I said we're too busy being Methodists, Lutherans, and Catholics when we should be Jesus followers. We're too busy being denominations. But I'm getting a little ahead of myself. Jesus is greater than religion. I don't know why, but the word religion, when I hear it, just gives me this like gross feeling. I don't say I'm religious. I don't say that Christianity is my religion. It's just verbiage that has changed over the years. I'll say that I'm a Christian. I'll say that I'm a part of Christianity, but religion's not a word that generally I affiliate with my walk. Because religion in many terms refers to a set of laws, a doctrine that you must follow exactly. Now, we have the Bible. That is our faith-based writing. But we can be Christians without the Bible. Christianity is based upon our faith in Jesus Christ. There's many people over the thousands of years since Jesus died that couldn't read, never read a page in the Bible, but they heard about Jesus and they believed in him. They did not know the story of Hosea and how he had to marry a prostitute, which is featured as part of this Jesus versus religion book that I'm reading. And he said he's enamored by the story, the love that Hosea had for the prostitute and how it represents God's love for us, how she went back into her habits, but he, because God commanded, continued to love her. He bought her out of slavery. Jesus bought us out of sin with his blood. But that religion, the religion is the law. The laws, the many laws that were added on to, God gave laws to the Israelites. He brought down, Moses brought down the law from Sinai when he spoke with God. Then he broke it and he went and did it again. But he brought down the law and they were to follow it. Jesus then came. He didn't come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. He was our sacrificial lamb. He died on the cross. The law was about needing to connect back to God, knowing that we weren't good enough and that we needed to sacrifice to be that clay. And the only way through that was with blood. Jesus was our blood. And then the church, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the other religious leaders took it farther. They created religion. Instead of focusing on wanting to be close to God, it was about getting the right dove to sacrifice, paying the extra church tax, being in the right place, sitting in the right seat, saying the right words, following the added on portions to God's law, following it to the point to strictness that they were condemning their own parents for simple acts of survival. Life was hard back then. But the Pharisees, the religious leaders, and guess what? Us today that are so stuck in our religion miss the point. Miss the whole foundation of the Christian faith, of our walk with Jesus. And that's love. For God so loved the world. It didn't say God wanted us to do all this stuff because he loved us. No, God so loved the world that he gave his only son. His one and only son. He didn't say, for God so loved the world that because we followed 17 rules written in the Talmud that he forgave us. No. He gave us. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, so that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. That's it. God said, you got to believe in me. Just completed the Romans Road memory verse passage with my son, and we stated it together on his birthday. We must confess that we believe in God, that Jesus died on the cross, that we have faith in that. That's it. We also live a life like Christ. We strive to be like Christ. And that's where other things within the Bible that are mentioned in Paul's Gospels, that Jesus mentions, that's where they fall into our lives. It's not a checklist of do's and don'ts. That's how the outside world sees us, because we've created religion. If the outside world saw us like Jesus, if the outside world saw us just loving on people, showing kindness and caring to people, they'd want to hang out with Christians all the time. They'd want to be Christians. They wouldn't think we were boring, missing out on fun stuff. That's how they see, you know, we're the uptight prudes. We don't want to do anything because we're so busy not doing this, not doing that. In the book I'm reading, Jefferson Bethke, he talks about how we've created little segments of Christian culture, when realistically, Christianity and faith in Jesus should be part of culture. I never thought about it that way. I generally listen mostly to Christian music, more or less because it's clean and it's a lot better than it used to be. But why does it have to be Christian music? He brought up that great point. Why can't it just be music? Why did we have to pull away? We had to religionize it? I don't know. Did it just happen that way? I mean, there's not Muslim music or Jewish music in a giant segment of the Billboard charts. It's an interesting thought that came out of the book that I never really pondered. The verses that really got me thinking for this podcast were verses 5-7 in chapter 1 here. The goal of this command is love. The goal of this command is love, which comes from a pure heart and a good, conscious, and sincere faith. Some have departed from these and have turned to meaningless talk. They want to be teachers of the law, but they do not know what they're talking about or what they so confidently affirm. So there's a lot in there. Number one, it's most importantly, it's about love. And there's so many churches, though, that because they're stuck in religion, get stuck in that meaningless talk. There are now churches that say you can believe in any religious text you want to. The Unitarian Church invites all texts in there. I've looked at some local churches to understand what it was, and they use teachings from the Quran. They use teachings from the Bible, from all sorts. It's come as what you want to believe, and that means if we believe in everything, don't we believe in nothing? And that seems like meaningless talk. And they teach people, they preach to people, but they don't really know what they're talking about. If you were sharing the Bible as one of the religious texts within a church environment, you would realize that is the only text of faith that can be true. Because if it's not just this book claims that it's the only book, Jesus claims he is the way, the truth, and life. There is no other way. And if he is the only way, everything else is wrong. Everything else is false. But we're teaching, be yourself. Find your own path. Find your own way, your own truth. Whereas we should be teaching, love everybody and live like Jesus. The law was given to the Israelites. We now have the new covenant, the covenant bought with Jesus' blood. The law is there. It's for us to know. It's for us to see how we could not attain a relationship with Christ without his grace. That's the amazing thing. The covenant did it, stamped it right there for us. We have Jesus. And as I've said multiple times, Jesus is greater than religion. We're not going to get anywhere by trying harder. The title says, why he's so much better than trying harder, doing more, and being good enough. Because we never will be good enough. There's never enough we can do to get to Christ. But if we are in Christ, if he is part of us and we live like that, that's so much better than any checklist we have to do to complete a religion. The world will see that. If we as a faith community can come together, I've got a good buddy of mine who's come to Bible study with me, and he's Eastern Orthodox. He said, and we were just talking in part of, he's like, you know, I dream of the day when, you know, all the churches can come together. I said, me too. I said, it's going to be, humans are going to make that really hard. I would love that day. People will talk bad about other religions or other church denominations. And they say, well, they're not. I said, yeah, it's a foundational thing. God knows our hearts. It's not for me to judge. If people believe in Jesus, if people love Jesus, they're part of my family, my Christian family. It's that simple. I mean, here we go. Jesus is love. We just have to love. We don't need religion. We don't need denominations. We are one family. We are all Jesus followers. And if we figure that out and do it, oh, wow. Watch out, world. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for loving us. Thank you for loving us first and showing us how to love, for sending your one and only Son. You gave us grace. You gave us your one and only Son. You showed us the ultimate act of love. That separation that was there isn't there anymore because of you. And all we have to do is believe. Whoever believes, if we believe in Christ as our Lord and Savior, if we follow the teachings of Jesus of Nazareth, we will be saved. We will spend eternity with you. And if we live like Jesus, people will be drawn to us. If we love like Jesus, people will be drawn. People by or following Jesus just by the droves because of his love. Because he loved on them. That's what we need to do. That's what we have to do. We need to give love like Jesus to all people. Help us to recognize that. Help us to do that and give us your power in all we do. Let us be your love in this world. In Jesus' name, amen. So this week I challenge you, step back and look at your faith walk. Are you religious or are you following Jesus? Take a moment and read 1 Timothy. Look at what Paul calls Timothy to do. Where to lead, how to lead. And compare it to your life. Are you living like and for Christ with love? And if not, journal, pray, continue reading on how you can. I mean, really, it starts with kindness and love. Just look at the person across the hallway from you. Look at the person you walk by. Smile. Think of them as one of God's children. That's all it takes. www.kingdompraiseradio.com. I love you guys. You're amazing. The music is awesome. And the podcasts are growing. Keep up the great work. I'm there to support you. And I love being part of the family. Also, 2 Jesus Music and Podcast Network, www.lcprva.com. It's Pandora for Christians. Check it out. But the cool thing I mentioned in the podcast earlier about how there's secular and Christian music, they also have a top 40 station there. So it's not all just church music. Check it out. I'm part of the podcast family there, and I'm loving it. Hoping to grow and to join some other podcast families soon. I'm working on my website. I hit a wall recently. I got to add a little more to it. www.jesusambassadors.com. Hopefully have some references on there. All the books that I've completed. There's a picture on there with links. I'm getting ready to write notes on them that you can check them out. Men, if you're looking for a great, 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 great opportunity for growth, mensalliancetribe.com. If you ever want to learn about it, hit me up. I am firmly implanted and believe that it is a great ministry field to get men for Christ. Check me out on Spotify, Apple, wherever you are. Listen to me, write a review, give me a like, share me, send me a screenshot. I'll give you a shout out. I'm also looking possibly for some guests in the near future with some ideas. So I keep saying it. Stay tuned. It's probably going to happen more over the summer once I get through the school year. But one thing's for sure. as Jesus said, love all people. I love you all. Have a great, blessed week.